From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The heads of a national commission investigating the BP spill today joined those criticizing the Obama administration's new moratorium on deepwater drilling in the Gulf. NPR's Greg Allen reports after 2 days of testimony, the chairman said they believe the ban is causing severe hardship and is unwarranted.
In 2 days of hearings, the commission has repeatedly heard that the drilling moratorium is taking a bigger economic toll than the oil spill. In testimony today, an Interior Department official said only 21 deepwater rigs are currently affected by the ban, which prompted this question from commission co-chair, former Senator Bob Graham.
Now that we're down to 21 rigs, why can't they do almost a rig-by-rig evaluation?
Graham and co-chair former EPA Administrator William Riley said they didn't understand why it should take 4 months for the Interior Department to certify that deepwater rigs are safe. Riley said he agreed with the panelists that the greatest risk of oil spills comes not from deepwater rigs, but from tankers, and no action has been taken to limit their activities. Greg Allen, NPR News, New Orleans.
NPR has learned that three people have been arrested as part of the ring of Somali terrorists suspected in planning the suicide attacks in Uganda over the weekend. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, the FBI is helping Ugandan authorities with their investigation.
Authorities are closing in on a number of people in Uganda who helped a Somali militia group bomb two venues in Kampala over the weekend. A Somali Islamist group called Al-Shabaab took credit for attacking a club and a restaurant during the World Cup finals on Sunday. And while authorities say this is the first time the group has launched a terrorist attack outside of Somalia, it shouldn't be seen as a major escalation. Al-Shabaab has been fighting the transitional government in Somalia. Uganda has contributed troops to a peacekeeping force that is keeping that transitional government in power. Officials say Al-Shabaab's decision to attack Uganda is still very much in keeping with its goals close to home. Officials do not think the group has broadened its fight beyond that. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
At a time some Americans may believe progress is being made in the war against AIDS, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says more needs to be done. Rolling out a new White House AIDS policy, Sebelius says more education is needed where the rate of HIV and AIDS is highest.
In some U.S. cities, it's estimated that almost half the gay black men are HIV positive. So part of this strategy says we're going to intensify our prevention resources in the communities where infections are concentrated.
Sebelius says $30 million will be set aside to develop new prevention methods with the goal of reducing new infections by 25%. A sixth straight session of gains for Wall Street today is stronger than expected earnings reports from some big companies pleased investors. The Dow was up 146 points today to close at 10,363. That was a gain of 1.4%. The Nasdaq rose 43 points. The S&P 500 was up 16 points. You're listening to NPR. Four New Orleans police officers have been charged with federal civil rights violations in connection with the deadly shootings of unarmed people on a bridge in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Two others were charged in the same indictment with trying to cover up the August 2005 shootings. The indictment was unsealed today. Five former New Orleans police officers have already pleaded guilty to charges of trying to cover up the shootings, which occurred on the Danziger Bridge, leaving two people dead and four others wounded. The baseball world is remembering legendary New York Yankees owner George Steinbrenner today. NPR's Tom Goldman reports Steinbrenner died this morning after suffering a heart attack. He was 80 years old.
Any appropriate eulogy for George Steinbrenner should leave a listener feeling as if they've been on a roller coaster ride, because Steinbrenner's life was one of dramatic ups and downs, good and bad. He took over a great but struggling New York Yankees franchise in 1973, helped deliver seven World Series championships, and drove the team to where it is today, the best in baseball, the most iconic brand in American pro sports. He was known as the boss, tyrannical, especially in the early years. He'd scream at employees and openly feud with managers and players. Steinbrenner critics say he ruined baseball by driving players' salaries to astronomical levels with his lavish spending. His fans loved his win-at-all-costs attitude. Privately, Steinbrenner delighted in, as he told a sports columnist, inflicting joy on people with charity and kind gestures. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Another sign employers remain wary of doing a lot of additional hiring. The government says job openings in May declined from the previous month. Labor Department says that job openings in May fell to 3.2 million, down from 3.3 million the previous month. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.